वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टाप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी। थैंक यू वेरी मच। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जनमदस्य यतो अन्वयादितरतश्चार्थेषु भिज्ञासराट् तेने ब्रह्महृदय आदिकवये मुयन्ति यत्सुरयः तेजो वरिमृदां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना सेना सदा निरस्त कुहुकं सत्यं परं धीमहि धर्मा प्रोजिता कैतवत्र परमो निर्मत्सरानां सतां वेद्यं वास्तवमतर वस्तु शिवदं तापत्रायनमूलनम् श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनि कृते किं वा परेरीश्वर साध्यरिद्यवरुद्यत्र कृतिभिः शुश्रुषुभिः तच्छनात् निगमाकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलम् शुकमुखादमृतद्रवसंयुतं पिबता भगवतं रसमालयं मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावुकः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 5 लॉर्ड ऋषभदेव्स टीचिंग्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 21 एंड 22। The first verse should have been on the board, but I'll say the first verse myself. Bhuteshu viruddhavya ututtamaye sarisripasteshu sabbhodha nishtaha tato manushyah pramathastatopi gandharva siddha विभुदानुगाये। देवासुरेभ्यो मगवत्प्रधाना दक्षादयो ब्रह्मसुतास्तु तेषाम् भव परसोऽथ विरिञ्च वीर्य समत्परोऽहं द्विजदेव देव। देवासुरेभ्यो मगवत्प्रधाना दक्षादयो ब्रह्मसुतास्तु तेषाम्। Bhava Paraso Tavirin Javirya. Samat Paroham Dvijadeva Deva. Devasurebhyo Maghavat Pradhana. Dakshadayo Brahma Sutastu Tesham. Bhava Paraso Tavirincha Virya. Samat Paroham Dvijadeva Deva. Please chant. Devasurebhyo Maghavat Pradhana. Dakshadayo Brahma Sutastutesha. Bhava Parasota Virinja Virya. Samat Paro Vinyate Deva. Devasurebhyo Maghavat Pradhana. Dakshadayo Brahma Sutastu Tesham. Bhava Parasota Virincha Virya. Devasurebhyo Maghavat Pradhana. Sota Virincha Virya. Mataji. Devasurebhyo Maghavat Pradhana. Dakshadayo Brahma Sutastu Tesham. Bhava Parasota Virincha Virya. Please repeat word for word, including the previous verse. Bhuteshu, among things generated, with and without, symptoms of life. Virudbhya, then the plants. Uddutamaha, far superior. Ye, those who, sarisripaha, moving entities, like worms and snakes, teshu, of them, sabodha nishtaha, those who have developed intelligence, tataha, than them, manushyaha, the human beings, pramataha, the ghostly spirits, tataha api, better than them. Gandharva, the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, appointed singers in the planets of the demigods. Siddhaha, the inhabitants of Siddha Loka, who have all mystic powers. Vibuddha Anugaha, the Kinaras, yea, those who, Deva, the demigods, Asurebhya, then the Asuras, Magavat Pradanaha, headed by Indra, Daksha Adayaha, beginning with Daksha, Brahma Sutaha, the direct sons of Brahma, Tu, then, Tesham, of them, Bhava, Lord Shiva, Paraha, the best, Saha, he, Lord Shiva, Atha, moreover, Virincha Virya, producing from Lord Brahma, Saha, he, Brahma, Matparaha, my devotee, Aham, I, Dvija Deva Devaha, a worshipper of the Brahmanas, or the Lord of the Brahmanas. Translation: of the two energies manifest, spirit and dull matter, beings possessing living force, vegetables, grass, trees and plants, are superior to dull matter, stone, earth, etc. Superior to non-moving plants and vegetables are worms and snakes, which can move. Superior to worms and snakes are animals that have developed intelligence. Superior to animals are human beings. And superior to human beings are ghosts, because they have no material bodies. Superior to ghosts are the Gandharvas, and superior to them are the Siddhas. Superior to the Siddhas are the Kinaras, and superior to them are the Asuras. Superior to the Asuras are the demigods, and of the demigods, Indra, the King of Heaven, is supreme. Superior to Indra are the direct sons of Lord Brahma, sons like King Daksha. And supreme among Brahma's sons is Lord Shiva. Since Lord Shiva is the son of Lord Brahma, Brahma is considered superior. But Brahma is also subordinate to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because I am inclined to the Brahmanas are best of all. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the Brahmanas are given a position superior to that of the Supreme Lord. The idea is that the government should be conducted under the guidance of the Brahmanas. You may be wondering, why the second sentence was said. The idea is that the government should be conducted under the guidance of the Brahmanas. This is in context of what Lord Rishabhdev is instructing his sons. He has already told them that they should serve Bharat, the eldest son. So he's speaking of government. He has given a delineation of all forms of life, from the lowest to the highest, just to make the point that the Brahmanas are very important. So therefore Prabhupada writes that in this verse the Brahmanas are given a position superior to that of the Supreme Lord. The idea is that the government should be conducted under the guidance of such Brahmanas. Although Rishabhdev recommended his eldest son Bharata as emperor of the earth, he still had to follow the instructions of the Brahmanas in order to govern the world perfectly. The Lord is worshipped as Brahmanya Deva. The Lord is very fond of devotees or Brahmanas. This does not refer to so-called caste Brahmanas, but to qualified Brahmanas. A Brahmana should be qualified with the 8 qualities mentioned in text 24, such as, so this is text 21, 22, there's 23 and then there's 24. In that text, which is yet to come, it is mentioned, a Brahmana should be qualified with the 8 qualities mentioned in text 24, such as Shama, Dama, Satya and Titiksha. The Brahmanas should always be worshipped. And under their guidance, the ruler should discharge his duty and rule the citizens. Unfortunately, in this age of Kali, the executive is not selected by very intelligent people, nor is he guided by qualified Brahmanas. Consequently, chaos results. The mass of people should be educated in Krishna consciousness, so that according to the democratic process, they can select a first-class devotee like Bharat Maharaj, Shishi Gornitai, Shishi Krishna Balaram, Shishi Radha Sham Sundar Ki Jai. The mass of people should be educated in Krishna consciousness so that according to the democratic process, they can select a first-class devotee like Bharat Maharaj to head the government. If the head of the state is headed by qualified Brahmanas, everything is completely perfect. Now, the purport is somewhat long. It covers a number of points. So, in this first paragraph, Srila Prabhupada is explaining the importance of the Brahmanas in society, in government. And he has just said that Brahmanas should be qualified. It's not a meaningless title on some arbitrary qualification, but it requires 8 qualities mentioned in text 24, beginning with Shama, Dama, Satya and Titiksha. Control of the senses, control of the mind, truthfulness and tolerance. And Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that government and the people should be guided by such qualified people known as Brahmanas. And he ends the paragraph by saying that if society is directed by Brahmanas, then everything will be completely perfect. Now, Srila Prabhupada goes into a different area of discussion. In this verse, the evolutionary process is indirectly mentioned. He's referring to Darwin's theory of evolution. The modern theory that life evolves from matter is to some extent supported in this verse because it is stated Bhuteshu Virudhya. Just to explain, because it is not explained in the purport. Bhuteshu Virudhya. Virudhya means the plants, all kinds of vegetation. Bhuteshu means living entities born of vegetation. And Prabhupada is saying this statement, this phrase, Bhuteshu Virudhya, is supporting the evolutionary theory that one species evolves into another. Okay. I don't know if you pay attention to such things, but this is quite a revolutionary statement in the Bhagavatam. Normally, the idea is species do not change, never change, ever. So here, it's being clearly said that The modern theory that life evolves from matter is to some extent supported in this verse. That is, the living entities evolve from vegetables, grass, plants, and trees, which are superior to dull matter. In other words, matter also has the potency to manifest living entities in the form of vegetables. In this sense, life comes out of matter, but matter also comes out of life. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 8, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. So just to recap this one paragraph, that it is being conceded that there are situations in which dead matter can give rise to vegetables. This is what the paragraph just said. Now, if you are fully awake, you'll take the speaker to task at the end when you get chance to ask questions. Should challenge. What is this? Next paragraph. There are two energies, material and spiritual, and both originally come from Krishna. This is seventh chapter. Bhumirapo nalo vayu kammano buddhirevaja. And the next verse saying that bina prakriti rashtada, the separated energy, aparayam itastu anyam, there is another energy. There are two energies, material and spiritual, and both originally come from Krishna. Krishna is the supreme living being. Although it may be said that in the material world, a living force is generated from matter, it must be admitted that originally matter is generated from the supreme living being. So, it may be said that living force is generated from matter. Okay? Repeating the previous paragraph, Prabhupada then says, it must be admitted, however, that originally matter itself is generated from the supreme living being. So Prabhupada is referring to Krishna saying, Bhinna Prakriti Rashta, they are my separated energies. Krishna's separated energies are giving rise to species. Okay. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. The conclusion is that everything, both material and spiritual, is generated from the Supreme Being. From the evolutionary point of view, perfection is reached when the living entity attains the platform of a brahmana. A brahmana, you understand why that's the perfection of evolution? Because Lord Rishabhdev described how conscious vegetables are better than dull matter, and how moving living entities are better than those that are not moving. So all that progression led up to the brahmana, who is superior to Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Okay. From the evolutionary point of view, perfection is reached when the living entity attains the platform of a brahmana. A brahmana is a worshipper of the Supreme Brahman. And the Supreme Brahman worships the brahmana. A brahmana worships the Supreme Brahman, and the Supreme Brahman, namely the Lord, worships the brahmanas. In other words, the devotee is subordinate to the Supreme Lord, and the Lord is inclined to see to the satisfaction of his devotee. A Brahmana is called Dvija Deva, and the Lord is called Dvija Deva Deva, the last word. He is the Lord of Brahmanas. The evolutionary process is also explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 19, which we will read in a moment, wherein it is said that there are two types of living entities, moving and non-moving. Among moving entities, there are birds, beasts, aquatics, human beings, and so on. Of these, the human beings are supposed to be the best, but they are few. Of these small numbers of human beings, there are many low-class human beings like Mlechas, Pulindas, Baudas, and Shabaras. The human being elevated enough to accept the Vedic principles is superior. Among those who accept the Vedic principles, generally known as Varnashram, presently known as the Hindu system, few actually follow these principles. Of those who actually follow the Vedic principles, most perform fruitive activity or pious activity for elevation to a high position. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaya. Out of many attached to fruitive activities, one may be a jnani, that is, one philosophically inclined and superior to the karmis. Yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvata. Out of many jnanis, one may be liberated from material bondage, and out of many millions of liberated jnanis, one may become a devotee of Krishna. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurana Militangena Tasame Shri Gurave Namah. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. I'll read the reference to Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's a few verses. It's the chapter where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. And he says, Tare tara madhye sthavara jangama dui bheda jangame tiryak jala sthalachara vibheda. The unlimited living entities can be divided into two divisions, those that can move and those that cannot move. Among living entities that can move, there are birds, aquatics, and animals. Tara madhye manushya jati ati alpatara tara madhye mlecha pulinda baudha shabara. Although the living entities known as human beings are very small in quantity, that division may be still further subdivided. For there are many uncultured human beings like Mlechas, Pulindas, Baudas, and Shabaras. Veda nishtha madhye artheka veda mukhe mane veda nishidha papakare dharma nahi gane. Among human beings, those who are followers of the Vedic principles are considered civilized. Among these, almost half simply give lip service while committing all kinds of sinful activities against these principles. Such people do not care for the regulatory principles.
Dharmachari madhye bahut karma nishtha koti karma nishtha madhye ek gyani shrestha.
Among the followers of Vedic knowledge, most are following the process of fruitive activity and distinguishing between good and bad work. Out of many such sincere fruitive actors, there may be one who is actually wise.
Koti gyani madhye hai ek jana mukta, koti mukta madhye durlabha ek Krishna bhakta.
Out of many millions of such wise men, one may actually become liberated, mukta. And out of many millions of such liberated persons, a pure devotee of Lord Krishna is very difficult to find. Now, the task of governing people is being treated in a very serious fashion by Lord Rishabhdev. He is personally instructing and training his own sons to become qualified to become rulers of people, suitable rulers. And despite their own qualifications, he is now emphasizing the need, the importance for the ruler to be advised by qualified brahmanas. Lord Rishabhdev has gone to some length to explain how rare is a brahmana, how rare, how it's not common to expect every living entity to be a brahmana. Srila Prabhupada gave reference to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it is explained amongst many millions of liberated souls, you may find only one brahmana. This kind of brahmana. This kind, the one that advises the king how he should govern the people. It's a privilege. To get good guidance is a great mercy. It's something you cannot buy. Therefore, Lord Rishabhdev says, I worship them. They're very dear to me.
Aham dvija deva deva.
I am the Lord of the Brahmanas, dvija deva. Sorry, the Brahmanas are dvija deva. But I am the Lord of the dvija devas, of the Brahmanas. I am their Lord. I am very dear to them, and they are very dear to me. Because they can impart guidance. This guidance, you cannot place any value, monetary value, any other value. It far surpasses the value of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. So, it's quite profound. Now, what does this mean? What does this mean? There are people with Brahmin initiation, surely. Are they brahmanas? So we think, well, is it so rare? Is it so rare? There are so many brahmanas. And in all honesty, they may be very good brahmanas, very sincere, very faithful, unduplicitous, non-hypocritical. So what's so scarce about that? Perhaps we can understand it in a different way. Out of the pool of such brahmanas in the modern day, we only know of one who was able to guide the rest of human society very nicely. His name is His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. No other. There has been no other. We're speaking of such a brahmana whose guidance is not tinged by any of the four faults that are found in conditioned living beings. So the guidance is so rare. So therefore that person is very, very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That person who can guide. This guidance is so valuable. Srila Prabhupada is guiding us. This brahmana, this rare brahmana, who is rare amongst liberated souls, is guiding us through his purports. So we can come back to that a little later. I want to address the point about evolution that was mentioned. And there's a number of points to consider. I want to remind you that Srila Prabhupada said, life may evolve from matter. Do you recall that? Put your hands up. Do you recall that in the... Good. Would you like to know? How many would like to know? How is it? Okay. So there's some interest. That's good. Actually, there is no contradiction. One of the favorite things amongst people who ask questions isn't there a contradiction, this statement? Actually, there's no contradiction. This is how it is. First of all, let's give some... Srila Prabhupada had a wonderful style of teaching. He would first educate us about things we need to know in order to understand the answer. So, following his footsteps, in 8th canto, 5th chapter, text 32, the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes this. In this cosmic manifestation, there are four kinds of living entities. Jarayuja, those born from embryos. Andaja, those born from eggs. Swedaja, those born from perspiration. And Udbija, those born from seeds. Okay, there's four kinds of births of living entities. By embryo, by egg, by perspiration, and from seed. So in a morning walk, one of the disciples asked Srila Prabhupada, how is a living entity take birth from perspiration? Perspiration is water coming out of your skin. How is that? They can't understand. Where is the mother and where is the father? Or in modern language, you could say, where's the DNA? Where's the DNA? Where's the chromosome? What is... So Srila Prabhupada gave a very profound answer, which I come from a physics background. I found it very scientifically rigorous. His answer was impeccable. He said, there is no mother and father in any of the four ways. The living entity takes the opportunity to take birth in that circumstance. The living entity takes the opportunity created by that circumstance to take his birth. In other words, every perspiration does not give rise to a living entity. Every sexual intercourse does not give rise to an embryo. Every seed does not fructify into a plant. But a living entity, when it takes the opportunity, it does. The living entity, avinashi tu tadviti, is different from matter. But in matter, under certain circumstances, a living entity takes opportunity to appear. Actually, this is verified if you read the Vedic history of the generation of species. That the living entity simply takes the opportunity, a new species. Daksha's daughters, they are the mothers of alligators, of sharks, of all kinds of species. Daksha's daughters. So a facility is created. Matter is not the cause of life. So it's a very fine understanding. Opportunity and cause. Just to help break it down into a mundane example. A driver may sit in a car on a driver's seat and drive. He may take the opportunity to sit. But if the driver does not sit, the car cannot create a driver. Yeah, you see that? Just the little difference. The car itself does not create a driver for itself. But a driver may take the opportunity of a car to get inside and drive it. So this material world is an amazing arrangement of the Lord, in which the non-material spiritual spark takes the opportunity to take his birth in that circumstance. Out of one of 8,400,000 species of life, Jalaja Navalakshani. I'm quoting this because Srila Prabhupada, he liked to quote this from Padma Puran. Jalaja, the living entities that live within water, Jala, Navalakshani, 900,000. Stavra Laksha Vingshati, 20 lakh stavra, non-moving, vegetable, plants, trees. Krimayo Rudra Sankhyaya, Sankhyakya, Sankhyaka, Sankhyaka. Krimayo Rudra Sankhyaka. 11 lakhs of Krimayo, reptiles, insects, Pakshinam Dasha Lakshanam, 1 million birds, Trinsha Lakshani Pashava, 30 lakhs Pashava, animals and beasts, Chatu Lakshani Manusha. So these are the species that the living entity takes the opportunity to inhabit. Different cars, different vehicles, Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. All these yantra, these mechanisms are taken advantage of. I hope I have answered the question I raised earlier on. But of course, you're welcome to challenge further if it's not fully satisfying. Yes, you're welcome to challenge. Thank you very much. Are there any questions?